Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you kidding
Hello.
Me right now?
Hello, DC. Thank you. You guys are so awesome. We saw that you guys like bought these tickets like rabid ticket buying animals. Thank you so much. We're so excited that we get to do two shows here in DC. This is our first time coming here. It's so cool. Plus, it was really cool that we got to walk out and like slap people's hands high five. I felt like a celebrity that slaps people's hands high five. I was like, wow. I was like, I don't know who does this, but I feel like that person.
I walked into my hotel room and you poop right in front of a whole wall of politicians' faces. I mean, you guys know how to do it here, okay? I'm like, Bill Clinton, stop harassing me, darling. It's like right behind my head shaking.
Yeah. I'm very excited. I have a few cousins here in the audience. Yes, Lauren and Shira. They're there. They're around somewhere. Go say hi to them, everyone. This has been really fun here in DC today. I walked all the way down to the Tidal Basin. Yes, Tidal Basin.
That sounds hard.
Yes. Everyone's like, oh. There were cherry blossoms that I got to enjoy. I felt like I was walking in Villa Rosa. Are you okay?
Could you please adjust that cherry blossom 2 inches higher?
You're having a...
For my audio end cable.
Oh, Ronnie. Ronnie lost
his
audio.
It's extremely important that we have an audio end cable for this.
They found
Darling.
It. No.
Little baby iPhone one. Yeah. Most professional podcast on the planet.
Yes. Like, welcome
lost
to most
my
professional.
Notes. Don't know where the audio thing is.
That's okay. Worst case scenario, I'll just plug it into mine.
Okay.
good. It worked out.
So I went to the Tidal Basin. I saw the cherry blossoms, which I've never seen before. I walked all around the mall. I went to the portrait gallery. I saw Barack and Michelle's portraits. It was a very exciting day. Ronnie, what did you do today?
I didn't do shit, okay? Yesterday when I was checking in, I was like, she said, what are you doing here? Because I had, you know, my homeless, like, do. I was, like, really done up, jogging pants. And I was like, conference, just kidding. I'm actually here with my best friend to cover Vanderpump Rules. And she's like, oh, my God. And she upgraded me to a suite, okay? Thank you.
Is that?
This show
amazing.
Is good for something.
Yeah.
So I'm walking around there, and of course I texted Ben, like, I got a better name than that, because he always wins. If I book the rooms, Ben will always end up in the penthouse with, like, a garden and a lake coming through, a river coming
it's
through
It's actually
it.
True. I don't know why it happens, but this time, then, on top of that, I'm always like, Ronnie, don't worry, it's not a competition, but then he's like, I got to upgrade to a suite. I was like, the fucking yeah. Ronnie Karam. So mad.
I know, he plate, tried though. To one-up me with the cheese plate.
I know.
Didn't work. I was like, I'm reading this from my Eames chair.
So there's like a lot to discuss tonight. I mean, what's always nice is that whenever we do these live shows, and for some reason, whenever it comes time to discuss Vanderpump Rules, Bravo airs like the best Vanderpump Rules episodes. So we have a whole show we got to deconstruct. But there's also some other business we have to tend to right here, because I don't know how many of you guys are following us on social media or whatever, but we released a Vanderpump Rules bracket. I don't know if any of you guys have done that or filled it out. But there was a weird response from one of the Vanderpump Rules cast members on Twitter. And so I feel like it's time for a segment of Is Ariana Mad at Us?
Is Ariana Mad at Us?
So basically what happened was we tweeted out this bracket, and then Ariana was like, I'd like to be removed from this narrative. And I was like, oh, that's funny. But then I was like, wait, maybe she does want to be removed. Maybe she doesn't like her ranking.
I feel like whenever Ariana's talking to a stupid person like me, and she says things like with narrative, like she's just trying to see if I know how to spell that. Like I feel like it's like throwing down a gauntlet, you know? Yeah. That's a big word for me, okay?
Yeah.
It's huge. And I know we're in DC and everybody's really smart here, but still, I pay taxes, so
yeah.
You want to talk about privilege? I walk through this town like, I own this. I paid for that.
So nevertheless, we're not really sure where Ariana lies. She did, because someone was like, Ariana, like, get a sense of humor. And she's like, it was a joke, ass hat. But then I was like, is the ass hat for us? So as is customary in this segment, we are going to tweet her right now, at Ariana. Are you mad at us? And I'm just going to tweet it right now. And if she tweets us back right during this show, we will give an update. But this has been, is Ariana mad at us?
Is Ariana mad at us?
So you guys have a really, you know, you in the rest of the country, everyone's like, God damn, Main Street, Wall Street, whatever they say, you know. So you have your reputation. I will say I love this place, but Ubers lie here. They're motherfuckers. They lie everywhere I've been so far. And Uber is like, I'm 2 minutes away. My ass stood out in front of the airport for 17-something minutes, okay? It's like, why did you have to lie? And I thought, well, maybe that was just an errant lie. And it's not, yeah. You know, don't blame a whole town for one Uber driver. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
It's happened every goddamn time since. Just tell me. I don't need you to lie. I'm not going to call another Lyft. I'm trying to time my cigarette. Stop lying, DC. Yeah. Okay? There. I'm running now. I'm running.
My Ubers have been very truthful.
And they're probably bigger and nicer. And they're all leather on the inside. Shock.
No, actually, they've been lying too for me as well. I have to admit.
Well, thank you for whoever is airdropping me things. Computers are so weird, you know? Is that you, Dunning? Darling! Okay, so let's get to the should we get to the show?
Yeah, let's talk about this week's Vanderpump Rules, right?
So I was very scared in the beginning of this because they always cut this. It's like circle. Look, circle,
isn't it weird?
Circle.
We're like in the round.
Like, I feel my ass bone for the first time in my life.
It's fun.
I was really scared because this show hints at what's coming for the show in the previously, right? And so it opened with Katie going. Tom, Bubba, this is like the last time you're ever going to get away with just getting drunk and making out with somebody and thinking it was me. And like, you know, she goes on with his list of crimes. And I was like, please don't say he's already fucking somebody in Mexico. Please. Like, let us have a little suspense in the season. Because we figured he'd just go off and fuck somebody the next day.
Or at least a chip and dip or something. We can all visualize it. That's the problem. That's why everyone's groaning. Like, yeah.
And dip. I see why it's so popular.
I'd like to point out that Ronnie somehow has a little thing of ranch over there. Ranch dressing.
People know what I like to drink. I judge what I see around me based on what I see inside me.
So the episode opens in honest. Well, should we reenact the way that this whole episode happens? Do you want to do that?
Sure.
Okay. Here's how it opens, but we're going to do it crap in style, which is, thank you guys so much for coming to the show. This has been an amazing show.
This has been great, you guys.
Thank you, everyone,
you so
DC.
Much. DC, I'm
thank
sorry I called
so
you lying
much.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Have a good night, everyone. 90 minutes earlier.
Seriously?
Ugh. Man, Kristen's a slut. Ow, shut up, microphone.
That was our version of...
Notes. I've got half-finished notes. A postmodern
timeline.
Okay, so this actually opened with the Taco Bell coven on the beach.
Yeah.
And the music people are just being hilarious. It's not even like Mexican music they're playing. They're playing Herb Albert's Whipped Cream. It's like... What is this? And Stassi's just holding her towel like, I finally slept.
I was caught off guard because normally I feel like shows that begin with something happening and then they're like 4 hours earlier, there's like a different rhythm at the beginning. But here they're just like, this sand is sandy as fuck. I was like, yeah, it seems like a pretty standard opening. Stassi's like, I slept last night. I like took a pill and I like slept for 8 hours AF. I was like, okay, you know.
Yeah, you weren't even awake when I came in at 8:30 in the morning.
a fucking 30, Kristen. It's like that. It's like the episode where they finally figure out time. That's how that works.
I'm gonna beat the shit out of that snooze bitch.
She's such a fucking lazy clock with a snooze button.
Yeah. So Kristen's like, 8:30, I'm young, youthful, Instagram memes, killed it, nailed it, or whatever. So then the music's like, dun, 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 dun. I'm like, oh, it's a murder. Finally, it's going to be a murder on this show.
It's just a shark attack.
It's not. It's just Katie's face.
Yeah. She's like, Kristen, I have a really convenient narrative to discuss with you. Tom got back from golfing and they said, first of all, I like that Tom is already just a plural. They said, thank you. So Tom, they're like they said that you hooked up with James last night, and they just cut to Kristen sitting there on the chaise lounge, be like, ugh. And by the way, doing her shoulder thing, by the way, What a gift from God that for our DC show, we got a Kristen intensive episode at long last. Crazy Kristen was unleashed.
I always wake up with a sore neck after we do these live. Oh, I was like, fuck, Kristen. Okay, they're all laying back in sun chairs, and Kristen literally did this in her sun chair. She's like this. She's like... It's like, is someone going to ever help this person? Like... If you don't go to the doctor, they cannot diagnose you, okay? Doesn't anyone here even have WebMD? Like, help the bitch. Something is wrong with her.
She's a one-woman horror. So that was for Shira and Lauren.
Yeah.
So there's this whole thing, and then it says, you know, 12 hours earlier, 18 hours earlier, however many hours it was. And
Memento.
12 hours earlier.
Kristen just trying to figure out her life 1 minute at a time going backwards.
So we flash back pretty much the end of the last episode where we see Jax talking to Sheena, where Sheena is basically like, I wasn't trying to set her up on a date. I just wanted to get to know another person for once. That's all I'm saying, Jax.
Vaginas are sometimes made for more, you know, nuts carry, squirrels carry around more than one nut sometimes, Jax.
Like, Sheena's just trying to justify herself, but then totally confessing at the same time. It's so funny. It's like, I didn't try and set her up. I was just trying to get her another boyfriend because there's other people in the world, Jax. I'm like, what are you trying to do? It's like you're both attorneys fighting yourself.
There's other fish in the sea, and Rob can catch all of them in less than 7 minutes.
Also, what we see of another this whole cast needs help. And this is a very long season. Yeah. They all need different kinds of help. Jax just needs, he needs his nasal passages cleared, okay?
Yeah.
Someone just needs to go in. Can we just find a better drug than cocaine? Why is that even back, okay? It's ridiculous. It's like, do you want to kill yourself? Great. It feels great. You feel like you're having a heart attack. You never breathe again. Well, I feel for him, you know? We've all been sucked in, eh?
Yeah.
So... Yeah. Jax, it cuts to last night, and Jax is staring at this wall made out of torn T-shirts. Did anybody notice this? It's like this art thing.
I believe it's called the Kristen Doty Spring Collection.
So Jax yells at Brittany. He's like, this is your fault. You went on a date with... Or whatever.
And then literally snorted.
He spends literally half the episode staring at this T-shirt thing. Like,
well, they're Reiki T-shirts.
Those T-shirts just offered me a job. It's been my dream to work for a T-shirt. A dream.
T-shirts are my passion. Speaking of passions and dreams and lifelong fulfillment,
that's a Stephen Sondheim musical.
We then have James, DJ James Kennedy, downstairs, and he like goes up to the DJ at the club, and he's like, "Hablo por favor, piso mojado." He's like, and so then Peter's with him, and he says in Spanish, like, oh, he's a DJ. And then James is like, shh, I got this. Yeah. Taco, tortilla, guacamole, la bamba. DJ's like, all right.
James Kennedy never leaves his house without a thumb drive. Oh, James. White Kanye, baby. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. White Kanye never leaves home without it. His thumb drive.
He's going to put salt in Mexico. It's like salt, but it's in Mexico. I'm like, so sense.
It makes
as little sense as it does in Spanish.
Yeah. And by the way, thank you everyone for coming to the Watch What Crappens Tuesday turn up. See you next Tuesday at the DC Improv. As it is Tuesday. But not the Mexico edition, unfortunately. It's the DC edition. But
So in the most recent episode of Someone Please Help These People, he starts playing his music. We've got some of it here. You want to hear some?
Oh yeah.
I need to plug in.
Oh wait, let me plug out. Hold on. You might hear a really annoying noise.
Hello, meow.
Sorry.
Oh, I still hear it.
Hear it. Everyone, endure.
Live wire.
Ken. All right, so we actually hacked into DJ James's his garage band, and we actually found some tracks that he's produced. They have not actually had their debut yet. He was going to debut them at next Tuesday, but we're more of a see you this Tuesday sort of podcast.
Seriously?
Dude. Puppies.
I mean.
Wow.
Amazing work.
Yeah.
It's amazing work.
We'll have to check back in with that.
How long is this? How long is this called? Give it to me! Damn it.
I'm retired now. I'm retired. Leaving my thumb drive here and
it's going back in. Yes. So Jax, of course, has a different take on James's music. I mean, we all believe it's brilliant, but Jax is like, to me, James's music is just noise. It's just a bunch of songs he put together with just like some loud banging going on back. I'm like, yeah. Isn't that pretty much your love life?
Says the guy who's playing children's drums in his apartment and yelling at his girlfriend.
Guy who's trying to like... be James Galloway with a penis flute on the second floor of this club. Yeah, it's a James Galloway reference. I'm going to do it. I will do it.
He's going to try it in D.C., okay? He's going to whip out every goddamn... He's like, look, smart people!
This is the home of the Kennedy Center. I thought James Galloway would play, you
would
know?
Anybody like to talk literature?
So, yeah, Jax is like... noise. But he brings pasta. Yeah, he's like, yeah, but he brings Coke, so.
Yeah.
He brings some pasta. So we knew this was going to be a good Kristen episode, and this is why I was saying in another episode of Please Help These People. So she's, you know, Kristen wasted, because it's Kristen, and they're in Mexico, so it's like double Kristen wasted.
Yeah.
But she's dancing like this. I just get so worried for her eyes. And I don't know if it's that I'm getting older, but I always feel like when there's a Kristen scene that your car's crashing and then you're doing this to protect your baby. I'm like, why is nobody watching Kristen? She's like, boom, boom, poking her eyes out. God bless that girl.
I feel like she's doing like the electric slide, but with her arms instead. You know?
That is how Kristen slides.
It's electric.
That is how Kristen slides. It's not even like... It's like...
You can do it.
Who put rocks on the slide?
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
That's my line. Wiggy, wiggy, wiggy.
I'm literally still checking Twitter to see if Ariana has tweeted back at us.
So Kristen's like, James has like this, like, potential... Like, he can be charismatic and fun-loving, and, like, he's also... She's just dead. It's like she's gone for the rest of the thing. Kristen's knocked herself out. Get some CPR for Kristen, please.
Meanwhile, James is downstairs at this small club acting like he's at Coachella. He's like, my name's James Kennedy! And he gets off, and he plays one song, because the DJ lets him play one song, and when he gets off, he goes, oh, I just played Mexico. I'm like... I don't know if anyone heard that, because I actually watched the show twice. It's only the second time. It's this little thing. You played Mexico. It's not like you were at the Capitol. Like, we are.
We had quesadillas. We played Mexico, too.
Yeah.
Boom! Or as Stassi would say in season one, booyah!
He's like at the Qdoba, but I just played Mexico.
So, Kristen... is dancing to the music. I mean, she's still got her eyes. Look, she's got an angel, okay?
Yeah.
So she's doing that, like, and I'm not being a slut shamer, like the literal hoe dance where it's like, bzz, bzz, bzz. Like, okay, these are her legs, and she's like, and then like humping the floor like that,
yeah.
Which is impressive. You
she's
know.
Doing like a split floor twerk sort of thing. And I was actually impressed. I think it's actually the most impressive thing she's done in 6 years.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
I know. It's like Black Swan. But yeah, she's like doing that to the floor. And then James goes, she's wet, literally. I'm like, yeah, she's like cleaning up the floor. James. She's wetting her back. It's probably Diet Coke. Don't flatter yourself.
James. So then Kristen walks up to James.
I know, who says that? I didn't say it.
I like when Kristen gets all ladylike and she walks up to James and is like, I'm a really fun girl. He's like, I know, we dated. And he spits in her face.
Oh, someone's alarm's going off.
Someone's alarm.
Don't miss what crap
is. Oh my God, oh my
God. Is it one of us, darling? We've got 30
here. It's Kristen
here.
Calling.
We've got 19,000 devices here. Find one. Find the noise.
So anyway, so they decide they're like wrap up at this club. They're gonna go on to the next spot, and then I think most of us caught this. Jax stuffed an entire bottle of Absolut vodka into his pants, which, you know, seems like I wouldn't do that if I already had a felony for stealing sunglasses.
Well, at least you can drink this. I mean, last time it was from the sunglasses set. At least he's stealing useful shit now.
I don't know.
You
I think
start
that
stealing
if,
books.
Like, I think
what's happening to Jax? He's improving too much. Another Barnes and Noble was raided by a big gorilla with a snort.
I kind of feel like if someone's gonna steal something, like steal something that's gonna last, not something that you're just gonna drink. Like something that's gonna last, like affection.
So. I hope Shakira watches this show and just sues the fuck out of it. I don't know what these people think they're doing with stealing music, but not really stealing it. Because they were doing it. It's like, Halili, Hababa, and people out in bed. I'm like, that's not even the song. Like, if you're going to steal it right. So it's like some bad Shakira song. And then the lyrics are, my body is becoming the sea, and I just stopped writing. I was like, I'm done. I'm done with this song.
I like royalty-free Shakira, or as I call her, Trixie Monocle.
Shakira, Trixie Monocle, Trix. Shock, shock. Remember the restaurant called Shock, Shock.
Everything's just slightly off. It's like, oh no, I'm tired and my thighs don't tell the truth. That's actually Sheena's version. There's actually a thin line between Shakira and Sheena, and I hate to be the one to break that news, but it's kind of true if you think about it.
Both of their bodies have become the sea. It just makes me want to pollute it. You know what I mean? Okay, so sorry, I'm American. Okay. I'm like throwing those plastic rings that hold the Cokes together in there. I'm just throwing them at Sheena's face. Oh my God, you guys, Sheena can't open her mouth. She got caught in one of the.
Someone polluted and now I can't talk.
So stupid.
Rob can totally have a plastic soda thing around his beak and he can still totally talk. I timed him. It only takes Rob 7 minutes to get the soda rings off his beak. He's like so wise.
So Shakira music is playing, but everybody's asleep. Which, I mean, Shakira's just getting her ass kicked in this episode. Let's just say it. They hate Shakira. So everybody's sleeping, and then Peter shaves his armpits. I don't know why I wrote that down, but I felt it necessary to point it out.
I think they all do, because I think Jax does too. I think there was a Jax pit moment as well. Just,
I mean, all right, you know.
The important thing about this is that it's the morning, and we see Stassi in bed, and then the camera sort of pans to the right, and we see that Kristen's bed is empty. And then we see Peter in bed with his arm up, and we pan to the right, and James's bed is empty.
So Jax and Brittany in the morning. Jax is like this
I
to
love
Brittany.
That radio show.
Did I wake you up?
Yeah, that's literally what I wrote down. He's like, did I wake you up, Britt? Did I wake you up, Britt? He's like taking his Reiki rock. He's like,
she's like, sorry, what, Dad? She's like bleeding out of the eyes.
Hey, am I waking you up? I'm gonna wake you up.
So he's like, yeah, Sheena, that was some BS. Like, she's trying to set you up. Like, okay, you don't have to remind us of the scene before this. We saw it, okay?
Brittany's hair is just getting sucked up into his nostrils. She's like, JX! It's like when you run over, like, a string when you're vacuuming. You're like, no.
You just, for the rest of the night, you just hear, every time Jax breathes in.
I have to clean that filter.
I don't even use paper clips. How do I keep getting them in the goddamn vacuum cleaner?
So Jack's talking about Sheena being, she's so sneaky. Like, I don't know why she would do that. You know, getting involved with our relationship. And I'm not mad at you. I understand if you're mad at me, I would deserve it. But I'm really mad at you. Not that I'm mad at you, but I'm mad at you. But Sheena's so sneaky, right? Anyway, I'm not going to get in the middle of her relationship. But let's talk about James and Kristen, okay? Like, nice pivot. It's like
pivot!
Erica James. Pivot.
Pivot.
Thought about the pivot.
He's like, here's the point. So James and they were in my pool, in my room. Jax just, he takes ownership like I do. Like, I own this whole town. Jax owns Mexico now. He's like, that's my pool. My pool.
Well, they do have their own pool. They have their own special pool, remember?
It's mine. He's like Vicky's grandson or whatever. Ball. My ball. My butt. Pull! 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 Mine! So he's like, they were at my pool, and he's like, and they took a whole bottle of vodka soda. I was like, well, you brought it for him at least. It's like, Jesus, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Guys, make Easter end. Just make it end. I cannot. No. The Bible will not leave me alone.
No.
Like, every episode lately, I'm like, remember what Adam did to Eve? Like, really? Get over it already. Not you, Bible. I just mean me and my
obsession. We are in the midst of Passover right now, which is why, of course, I'm drinking my kosher for Passover beer by Budweiser. Anyway, so Jax has an announcement, which is that he saw Kristen and James together with a bottle of tequila in the pool. And so he starts to reenact it, you know? He starts to reenact this whole thing. So his first piece of evidence is this. He's like, well, Kristen was in the hot tub drinking alone, and she's a social drinker. She wouldn't drink alone. I'm like,
and it's like, evidence point one, exhibit A.
I'm like, haven't you seen all of your interviews? You guys are all sitting there drinking alone, talking to the camera.
This cast doesn't drink alone. Give me a fucking break.
Yeah.
I hope they do. How do they deal with themselves? I mean, look. It's called self-medicating. Don't judge me.
Yeah. And then Jack says he walks outside, and then James was there, and he grabs a bottle of tequila and scurries away. And he's like, and that's strange because James is also a social drinker, and he also would not drink alone. I'm like, even more so that he would drink alone. It's James, you know?
He sleeps on the floor of a fat old gay guy's apartment behind an IKEA screen. He drinks alone.
Okay? He does. He does.
I mean, for Christ's sake, if anybody had
but
a reason.
But then my...
It's me. Watch, it turns out to be me. He's in my apartment the whole time.
Yeah.
Because you know I would, too. I'll be like, you can stay here, little man, just behind the screen.
Thanks, Swanny boy.
Oh, I closed it. I'm a musician as well. Boop, 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 boop.
So, but here's the real pièce de résistance. I mean, this is the thing that makes this an open and shut case. Guys, the pillows were oddly arranged. And I have to thank Artie brought us a pillow, and I left it backstage by accident. I was gonna make an odd pillow arrangement, but... I mean, the smoking gun. This is the biggest thing since the smoking gun Uber. The smoking gun pillows.
The way that the pillows were arranged. Okay, weren't they on like a bench? Weren't they on an L bench?
It makes me wonder if Jax understands pillows. Does he think they're like wall sconces?
Yeah, he's woken up on so many speed bumps that he's just like, that's weird for the pillow to be there on a bed, Jax. On a bed. It's called a bed, okay? But yeah, they were okay. So there's like this L thing, like one of those benches.
A corner.
Just move right into DC, smarty pants. Sorry. I'm trying to stop that.
My hair.
I'm trying to stop that. But man, once you fall in love with Babe, you never quite forget him, little rascal. Okay, so there's a corner. And there's pillows right at the end. So any normal person who's ever laid down on a bench, which, I mean, we've all taken a bus,
yeah,
right? So you lay down, that's where your heads would meet, right? So it means they were laying there, probably on their backs, talking, and being like, oh, remember that time? Oh. And he's like, yeah. I mean, the pillow was just there to stop Kristen from breaking her fucking skull open, you know? Which, if anything, proves that James is a good person, okay? Yeah. There's my detective work.
Yeah. So either way, we're going to put a pin in this very important investigation because it's time to head over to California to Villa Rosa.
It's also time to turn over to Ben's notes instead of my own.
Oh, yes. Are you ready?
Because I am somewhat disabled and cannot copy and paste things properly. Also, I was writing these. Girl, I felt so famous in my hotel. I was like, I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to drink martinis with a straw in it like Sheena while I write my notes. So by the time I saw him later after the show, I'm like, hey, I don't mind if I'm real good. What do you think about pillows?
That's all right.
Katie and Kristen on the beach. Just kidding.
So anyway, we go over to Villa Rosa, you know, because they have to throw in some sort of L.A. scenes to get Lisa Vanderpump in there. So we had a token scene where Lisa's there and Ken walks in with a dog. What was the name of the dog? Monroe, of course.
It was Monroe, right? Which is also the name of Jeff Lewis's baby. LOL.
Yeah. It's also the name of Sheena's second child. Hello.
Poor Monroe. Marilyn Monroe is like, great, I'm reborn to Jeff Lewis getting yelled at all day and some mud off the street. This was great. Glad I lived a really important life to you guys. Thanks a lot, humans. Marilyn Monroe's all bitter in heaven. Sorry.
I'd like to introduce you all to my second daughter. Her name is Monroe Azusa Valette Parks Valletta.
Anyway, so Ken walks in with a dog, and Lisa Vanderpump does this whole thing like, oh, Ken, I just can't take another dog. I just can't. No, Ken, no. Oh, give it to me.
It's like, I can't have another puppy.
Meanwhile, like this, it's like
circle you know they're life eating is those dogs. No one takes in that many dogs. She's like got a Cruella factory over there. It's getting fishy at this point.
She's reverse Cruella.
Yeah, she's like, come here, nameless little creature. Come here. Let me help you find your mommy.
It's the circle of Lisa Vanderpump. I deserve, sir.
The Lion King ends immediately. It's like, the circle.
She's just...
delicious.
She's just holding a giant pumptini up.
So stupid.
So, yeah.
Okay, so Ken comes to like, oh, I got a dog. I can't, Ken. And she's like, I don't like the name Monroe. And I was like, oh, I cannot wait to listen to Sirius XM.
Yeah.
Ripping her ass a new one, Jeff Lewis.
You know, Monroe is one of our presidents. Yeah. That was a little DC fact for you. Anyway, so now...
I know, I shit right in front of him this morning. Who says that? That's really gross.
I saw his portrait today. I actually literally saw his portrait today.
I didn't. I was facing away. Yeah. So.
I went to the portrait gallery. So now it's like after this little scene with the dog, we're back in Mexico. Kristen's in bed. And Tom Sandoval drinking booze, and it's like it's time to start the day, you know. They're all gonna go golfing, and Tom Sandoval's got like a little golf outfit on, like a little Legend of Bagger Vance.
Yes, he was totally Bob Hope in it, Sandoval. And you know, he Googled that shit for weeks, like golf, bro, golf. Oh, can't wait to get to a base. Third base, I'm gonna finger that hole. It's like, no, Tom, it's baseball, darling. Come back to the five and dime, Tommy Sandoval. And Ariana, I just love that Ariana gets to gay bash from the bed. She doesn't even have to move anymore. She's like, God, that's so you to not know how to golf and have a $400 golf outfit. It gets better with Ariana. Like the sweetest bullier ever.
So then we see Tom Schwartz getting ready for golfing, and he just looks like shit. He's got scrub. I mean, he looked like he just like crawled through an entire gutter that connects the club to his hotel, the Andaz gutter.
No, it was hard to watch him in my suite. It's like so dirty, so dirty. But Katie's still doing that thing where she's like, I enjoy his alcoholism, and that's how we love. You know, she's like, I totally chose this for myself. She's trying to smile. She's like,
I just like that now when he blacks out thinking about me. And they show like a flashback of him just getting just wasted at the club. And she's like, Baba, you're wasty.
You're wasty.
You're wasty.
It's so cute how you're so wasty.
It's like, Baba, I don't feel too good, Baba.
But look, this is an alcoholic I can get behind. I don't judge an alcoholic. Like, who? Why would I? But there's a very important thing about drug and alcohol use. Go to work. If you're too fucked up that you can't go to work, you asking somebody else to buy your shit. I'm
At
not buying your shit.
Be high functioning.
Function, darling.
Functioning.
It's called responsibility.
I mean, I think that in general, everyone should be high functioning if they can be. Right?
I was totally zoned out. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I mean, this podcast is not to be.
Stop functioning. So then, like, there, I made my point.
So then we cut over to Sheena and Lala's room.
Oh,
and
girl.
There's the doorbell rings.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
I'll get it.
Sheena's like leafing through like the binder on how to clean up the room. She's like, me. So she goes, whoa, Ronnie.
It's very presidential what I'm doing. Ding dong. Oh my God, it's flowers.
No part of me.
No part of me. It's for Lala.
Flowers for my man. For my man. My flowers got me flowers. My man got me flowers. I'm like really shocked it's just a dozen. Am I right, ladies? Did these flowers arrive on a PPF? Private flight?
PFAF.
Yeah.
So Sheena's like, Lala's like, so what about your flowers? And Sheena's like, I'm not really a flowers kind of person.
I'm not really a flowers person.
You know what flowers they are? I mean, they just die. I'm like, so do people.
Yeah.
What's your point?
So do music careers. So she's like, she's. So I like that, like, after that, like, two women up here like clasped, like I like DC where you can shade someone and people hug. So
you're learning, you're gonna be president one day.
So Sheena has this whole thing and she's like, Rob would never send me flowers because I fucking hate flowers. They just die. Like, if I got a bouquet of red roses, I'd be like, okay, hashtag basic. I'm like, again, your Snapchat.
Even your pretend hashtag is basic, and it's of basic. It's like, hashtag basic. I'm like, oh, God, you're bottoming out basic.
She's like, I thought that Sharon Stone movie was all about red bouquets.
So she's like, I don't like roses. Like, I like affection. I'm like, your boyfriend doesn't kiss you.
Yeah.
Like, you... You're making this so sad. Like, if you're not cutting your thighs, I'd like to volunteer to start for you. Like,
last time I checked, I think red roses are affection, right? They better be.
God, embrace your depression. You can eat more. You leave the house left. It's actually really fun if you just embrace it, darling. Come on, Sheena.
Anything I want, I just get for myself anyway. I'm just so simple, I guess.
The first thing she said, right?
Yeah. You know what I'd really like right now?
I think I'm going to just try one of each of the prime cocktails.
I want some prime cocktails. Or games.
Games!
Oh, wait. Ding dong.
I'm getting it!
Sheena, this came for you. It's a bottle of Tabasco sauce.
This must be from your boyfriend, because I'm not really into Tabasco sauce. I'm, like, I'm more into affection, but Tabasco sauce.
That's so rude. I thought it was such a nice gift.
Because hey, that Tabasco sauce left me. It's like running away. It's like...
Because I'm good as Tabasco.
We need to work on that one. I'll be back, Burbank.
I like how also Lala is like, girl, you're not getting affection and you're not getting presents. Like, you need to be a real woman and leave this guy. And then takes her baba and puts it in her mouth. She's like,
oh, hey,
grown-ass woman, okay?
Man, people are furious about Lala with her bottle. It's the funniest shit I've ever...
People are really mad at
I know,
that.
But it is... The internet just fucking kills me. I'm like, this is what you're mad at?
I know.
Like, how long have we been watching Vanderpump Rules? And people are like, I can't believe that this is our feminist icon. Lala, Lala with a bottle in the bed. What am I missing? I mean, to me, it just sounds like I'm making an effort not to spill. How many bottles were sold last week? Yeah. You know, a ton of them. You know, they're blonde, skinny girls all over the place. Like, a fucking bottle in bed.
I like my pee because it handles my baba like a pro, like a champ.
Now we go to a golf course, and all the guys are there. Schwartz looks like he's just going to throw up all over the screen. He's going to turn a different shade of green.
Poor Tom Schwartz. I mean, he is in a good outfit, but this is Tom Schwartz. This is him. He's back.
I got tackled last time. I made it.
He came back as Erica Jane. He got tackled so hard.
I think one of my favorite visuals of this whole golf cart scene was when Tom Sandoval got trapped in a sand trap. Did you guys notice that? It was so quick. But he was like, he's like, dude, he didn't say anything, but he was trying to like walk out of a sand trap and his legs were just like getting sucked up by the sand. It was like a cartoon. You could just imagine, like, dude, I'm dying, man. Someone help me out of the sand trap, dude.
Jax is one of those people that's sober like an hour a year, but that hour, he's so judgmental of other drunk people.
That's so true.
I always say on this show, if I lose 2 pounds, I will fat shame your ass for a week. I'm like, ugh, I could do it. Why can't they? Ugh. And that's so Jax in this whole scene.
Yeah.
He's like, they're drunker than me. That idiot.
So meanwhile, yeah, Tom Sandoval is trying to hit, everyone's trying to hit the golf ball, but Tom Sandoval is trying to hit it. And then James just sitting by his golf cart, and he's just like, that was great, Tom. That was great. If you hit the ball, it would be fire. Fire. I just played Mexico. Like, shut up, James.
So Jax has decided that he's going to get revenge really on everybody, okay? He's going to get revenge on James by telling everybody that he boned Kristen, which we still don't know that that even happened, but Jax has made it true in his mind.
Yeah.
And I believe it. Like, we all believe it.
Yeah.
So he's going to get revenge on him. And who else? The other person.
James and Chris. Anyone, really. Anyone. Sheena.
And Sheena. But how does he get revenge on Sheena by going after James?
They're all getting revenge on everyone earlier, at all times. This is an ongoing revenge
circle.
Yeah,
Jax is just like, you cheated harder than me. You know, he's going to get James. And James doesn't get it because he's like, me and Jaxie boy, we're so tight now. I'm like, you tried to ruin his life 16 episodes ago. He's not going to forget. I mean, he forgets most things, but he ain't going to forget that.
And James, meanwhile, is driving drunk on this course. He's in a golf cart driving on the tee, which apparently you're not allowed to do, crashing into other golf carts. And then he's like, and then they're like, James, stop doing that. He's like, you guys are jealous that I'm having more fun than you guys are. I'm like, you're literally in the same exact place doing the exact same thing. And he's like, it's a private course. Jax, here's your private course. He gives the middle finger to Jax. I'm like, that makes no sense.
Yeah, because all the guys now are very polite. They're like, dude, you don't drive on the tee, bro. Who does that? You drive on the tee? You don't drive on the tee, bro. Bro, it's the tee. You don't drive on the tee. Poor Peter is like, because Peter only gets to say something if it's like, you got time to lean, you got time to clean, or, you know. I don't know.
Poor Peter.
Don't queer it, clear it, or whatever. So he's like mad about rules, you know, and he's like, tee, driving on the tee, infraction, written up, no more smoke breaks for you.
The poor guy, his shirt was totally transparent because he was sweating so hard. And honestly, I thought it was kind of sexy. I don't know.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. So James winds up texting someone in his golf cart, like off the side. So Jax is like, guys, come on over. It was very much like a 1950s like West Side Story thing or whatever. Like, come on, let's have a talk.
Even those guys would call these guys gay.
Yeah.
The Jets and the Sharks both would be like, mm-mm.
It's a very Kristen musical.
Seriously? I mean, like, when you're a Jet,
You're a jet to the end.
When you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
I want to have a goat cheese ball, it's sir. I want to have a goat cheese ball, it's sir.
You know what? One time it would be nice to have to go out of town and not deal with you being a jet.
Carter. I just kissed someone named Carter.
I want to live in America. Everything free in America.
Ma'am, you have to pay for that.
Fuck off. I want to live in America.
Suck a dick, shark. Da 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 da. Seriously.
I like that. I think that could both work. A double ug and a seriously.
Yeah. No, it was like a harmony. That's a Kristen harmony.
If only we understood Sondheim notatry.
Goddamn phone is going off again. And it's the Bravo. Oh, you stopped it. Clever. Clever. Clever of you.
Yeah.
Pulled a Patty the Pone on your ass.
How dare you take me out of this moment of gypsy. I want to live in America. Everything free in America.
Oh, Patty.
How would Patty sing Good as Gold?
Good as gold.
Same. Actually the same.
It's the same.
It's the same.
This razor glass.
I won't do it. That's Ronnie's thing.
I know, but that was a perfect thing to feed me to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they are exactly the same.
Good as gold. Na, 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 na.
So
that's
so
the nicest thing anyone's ever said about Sheena, by the way.
Yeah, she's like Patti LuPone. I was told I'm just like Patti LuPone, but the thing is that I don't know how to make sweet potato pies, so.
Patti!
Best video ever.
Sweet potato pie!
Did you ever see that?
I saw that guy
last
week, out and about.
I love that you knew that that was him. Well, it's a sweet potato guy. It's a Patti sweet potato guy.
Someone had to tell me. I'm just keeping it real here. So anyway, so Jax has called everyone over, and he's like, guys, you know, like, I saw, like, Kristen and James were acting weird by the hot tub, and, like, she's a social drinker, and he's a social drinker and all that, and he goes, why else would you be drinking at 8 in the morning with couch cushions by the pool? God forbid you have some comfort while you're hanging at the hot tub.
Yeah, Jax is the worst. He's like the worst Angela Lansbury ever. If it was like Murder, She Wrote, no one would ever fucking get caught.
No.
He's like, he did it. He has pillows. That guy. The murderer is like, LOL, running away. He's done too much coke to ride the bike.
Yeah.
It's like the beginning. Jax just falls over.
So then they just discuss this, so they decide to confront James. And I like that when James gets confronted, he becomes super British. Because they're like, so James, did you hang out with Kristen? He goes, did I what? What? I was talking to Basil and Nigel. What?
What?
Thanks, but no thanks.
What? Yeah.
What? What? I'm sorry.
He's like, I'm just saying, did you hang out? And he's like...
Yeah, we hung out a little bit. Whoa!
What?
Oh, whoa!
A little bit, but not really. And Jax.
We don't even understand you now. You're just an ISBN number right now, okay?
Now, this is actually pretty important because Tom asked, this is one of the rare moments where semantics matter in Vanderpump Rules.
Girl, no one in this crowd's anti-semantic. I'll tell you that. This is an educated audience. Waiter, can I have a vodka soda? A regular one this time, though.
Damn. Anyway.
Wait until work.
So, Tom Sandoval asks specifically, did you and Kristen hang out last night? Which is ambiguous because it could mean, oh, were you guys actually hanging out? Like, did you guys hook up? Question. When you guys heard him say, did you guys hang out? Who here thought he meant hook up?
This cast isn't like that, though. You know, this cast isn't going to be like, That's why I believe when they said pasta, they meant pasta. This cast isn't smart. Like, they're not cloaking
literal.
It.
It's a very, you know what I mean? Literal show.
No, I swear, no, because it, first of all, anyone associated with James knows not to share their Coke. That girl, Jacqueline or whatever, is not going to be like, does anybody want to share Coke? And then be surprised that the cast does it all, okay?
Yeah.
She was literally, like, that was pasta. She was literally mad about pasta. This is the same. If it was fucking, he would have been like, did you fuck? And he would have been like, yeah, I fucked up, boned up, did it in the chair, on a pillow, put the pillows up. We did it in a corner. Corner
fuck. So basically, Tom says, you guys hang out? So James is like, oh, yeah, we did a little bit. And then, this is what I love. Jax just goes and hugs me. He's like, see, I knew this is why we become friends. He's like celebrating infidelity, you know?
Yeah.
Of course Jax is, right? So then they need to clarify. And Tom's like, so did you bring cushions out to the hot tub? Got to make sure the story pans out. And even James is like, what? No, what? Cushions? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Fresh. Yorkshire puds.
Australia's calling him like, we're sending help. We heard you. Also, guys, this cast is like, look, I'm straight. I'm really straight. I don't know what an outdoor cushion is. Like, okay, Tom Sandoval, we get it. Those are outdoor cushions. They sit on the fucking bench, okay?
But then Jax clarifies why the cushion is important. He's like, I get it. I fucked a girl in a hot tub before. You have the cushions, that way, you know, her back isn't like, you know, I get it. It's okay.
Yeah, because Jax is really sensitive while he's fucking some rando on top of a hot tub.
I know.
Is your back okay? Just want to make sure you're feeling okay. Like, you're about to fill her with a scab-covered fetus. Okay, let's not pretend that you suddenly have manners. Are you comfortable?
So then James starts to deflect. You know, his defense mechanism is just a deflect. He starts putting it onto Jax. He's like, why don't you have sex with your girl? Why don't you do that? Why don't you do that, Jaxie boy? And Peter's like, oh, we got two deflectors deflecting onto each other there. Deflect, deflect, deflect.
We got two deflectors not doing their silver roll-ups. And guess what that leads to? People not having silverware that's rolled up. So you've got one over here with a fork and one over here with a fork. Both have napkins. Both are blaming the other one for not having a knife so that they can roll up their roll-ups.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the most Peter has spoken in years, and I can see why they keep his ass off the screen.
So Jax is like, listen. I'm going to clarify this. He's, look, I took a picture. It's okay. You don't have to deny it. It's clear as day on my phone. He's like, look, I took a picture of the cushions. And they show the cushions there again, just like two pillows. It's like two pillows.
Well, that's Jax. And I could see him being like a lawyer on the back of a bus, you know? He's like, I'll save you. And you're like, the accidentes will not save me. This is a lie. But then he shows up and saves you, like on Breaking Bad or whoever called Saul or whatever. Breaking Saul. Hey, Saul. Whoever called Saul. He's like, glad you did. Jax will get you off on shit like that. Look, I took a picture of pillows. Like, this proves nothing. What are you proving?
I just want to see Jax go into Home Goods and be like, oh my God, there's been so much fucking in here. Pillow.
Just walking out with a massive bone.
So then James, he's just, again, and also remember that James is wasted as well. And he's like, finally, like, oh yeah, you know what? I took a nap by a pool. I put the cushions out there, and then I fucking put in your pool. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, what are you even saying now? And then he gets.
Putting pillows in the pool. I'm telling you, this cast is like, I'm straight. I put a pillow in the pool.
Like, this is the best episode of Judge Judy ever. He's like, so then James comes up with his big defense. He's like, listen, leave me the fuck alone. I'm over Kristen. I don't think she's sexy or hot at all. Not at all. She's neither sexy nor hot. Nor attractive. Mum. At all. And furthermore, Yorkshire puds. Prince Harry. Top of the morning. British. Pippa. Wimbledon.
I'd like a biscuit. He's like, I'm refusing to know the word cookie now. Because I'm polite.
Pudding. that actually looks like cake and not pudding.
So he also says, they're like, bro, so that means you cheated? He's like, what? And he's like, do you just admit it? He's like, what? Pudding? What? He's like, no, so you cheated. He's like, I would never cheat on Jacquelinda. Whatever. He's like,
Raquel.
I would never cheat on Raquel.
I'd never cheat on
She's
Logan.
She's a Miss America, for God's sake, man.
I have a sexy girlfriend. She's about to be Miss USA. And she's about to learn her first words.
That's the only thing this episode is missing is Raquel.
But, like, everybody saying that they slept with James Kennedy.
She was going to go there, but she accidentally took a flight. Raquel was supposed to be on the trip, but she accidentally took a flight to Luxembourg.
She's over at Carmen's house waiting for the cast to show up.
Adult Carmen.
Also, I love that James uses, like, I'm dating a Miss America. I went to the Mrs. America contest on my birthday this summer. Trust, they married to a bunch of faggito burritos. And bless their hearts, too, you know? Who needs to fuck in a marriage? No one fucks in... I don't know that.
I mean, I would say that there are some people who marry pageant winners who are very straight. I mean, hello, Mr. Daly.
Oh.
Mark Daly, anyone? Oh, yeah.
Mark Daly. Mwah. That's next.
I like how that's like settling in a really terrible way.
You know what? Almost anybody can come to my show, but do not bring Kenya Moore into my show, sir! I will not have it. Look, I immediately Raquel'd. I was like, well, congratulations.
But she's married.
I love you. Love who you like. Love the one you wish.
Anyway, So they're still, by the way, they're still arguing about these pillows because now James is all mad. He's like, I don't think she's attractive at all. And Jax is like, I just asked why my pillow was out there this morning. And he's like, because I wanted to put it in the fucking hot tub. I'm like, that doesn't make sense either.
Well, then my favorite character came back to the show.
Yes.
Victim James.
Yay.
I love Victim James. He is like, I don't know if he murdered somebody. He's basically on a murder trial where they're like,
but he was hurt. He was hurt first.
I'm like, he killed his parents. So, but James, yeah, he's back on his victim tour. He's like, you're hurting my feelings now. You're hurting my feelings. You're hurting my feelings, bro. You're bullying me.
You're taking me back to a dark place. A dark place in England.
Dom was like, bro, you're not allowed to bring up bullying right now, okay? Come on, bro.
You're really making me upset right now. I just played in Mexico. And now I'm upset. I'm a crying DJ. I'm a sad, wounded DJ.
Ding dong.
Oh, my God, another delivery.
Oh.
What is it?
Oh, I'm so sorry. This one is for Lala.
That's okay. I'll accept it for her.
Okay. Here you go. It's a Stroop waffle.
Oh, my God. It's a Stroop. Lala, you got a Stroop waffle.
Oh, my God. I'm surprised it's not like a dozen Stroop waffles.
You can have it all to yourself because I don't really like Stroop waffles. I'm not really like a Stroop waffle girl. Like, if Rob wanted to get me a Stroop waffle, I'd be like, that's nice, Rob. But, like, you could eat a Stroop waffle. You can't eat affection. Okay, Rob?
I'm so jealous that he's eating it. Break me off a... Don't hurt my feelings. Could you break me off a piece of Stroop waffle? What
it's
sort of butt
now.
Is that? What sort of butt is
smiling
that? Now. Oh my God, it's my smile. I found my smile.
Yes, front row. That is some quality shit right there. And so is the Stroop waffle. Thank you for bringing these, you sweet little monster.
They're delicious.
Oh my God.
So anyway, nice. So James is now, this is the golf scene that will never end because James is now crying in his golf cart and now he's being insolent and he has like a little thing. He's sitting there and he's like, I hate you, man. I hate you. And then he like picks up a little box and he just picks it up and he goes, go get another box, idiot. That was a high stakes stunt because there's an electrical outlet here.
Yeah, that was big.
Everything.
We're all safe.
You're a regular Sigfield.
But the way he just threw that box down, like it was just great protest. A great revenge. I'm throwing my box down on the green. You have to get another one now.
And Tom's like, you can't cry, bro.
You can't cry right now. I'm the one who's mad at you, bro.
Did I get you?
No.
Oh, I thought you were wiping Stroop Waffle off your face. I was like, sorry.
No. I was wiping my own saliva off of my chin. Yeah, it was my own.
You guys, seriously, though. Yeah. If there's a waiter, can I have a vodka soda? Thanks. It wasn't part of the show. So get another box, idiot. I love your notes. This is way better, dude. Can I just always have your notes?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So much less stress.
Absolutely.
I don't have to try and understand
less
myself
stress,
the next
more
day.
Life. Am I right, everyone?
Hashtag
Margins. Carl.
Hashtag Sundance.
Carl. Here's my impersonation of the summer.
Carl.
Here's my impersonation of the Summer House finale. Carl, let's drink. Okay, Carl, let's drink. Steven, can we talk? Really hurt my feelings, Steven, but you're like a gent. I like you a lot. Steven, before the summer ends, I just want to know why you hurt me like that. You know, I'm just trying to communicate better and not be just a fuckboy, you know? Just trying to be a better guy, Steven.
I like cars.
Steven is turning into a literal cat. The season finale of Summer House. I mean, I did watch it drunk last night in the hotel, but I was like, what's happening on this show? Nothing? Okay. But Steven, he did that talk with Steven. He's like, what's up, Bo? And Steven's doing this like a cat. Like I just did. Like cleaning himself as a cat. He's like.
Bro. Bro, I put out some fantasy fees for you, bro. All
right, I don't know what else I can do, really, bro.
Yeah, let's just talk it out.
You got a blowjob one time, so.
Love he's angry about a 20-year-old blowjob.
So anyway, we go back to.
Speaking of Jax.
Now we go back to the Andaz Resort, where Brittany and Sheena are getting massages.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
My God.
I was like, wow, that massage comedy is really killing it.
No. Wow, that Sheena thing finally took off, that Sheena noise.
It's about time someone made a joke about Sheena's lumbars.
I'm not really a spine person. But.
I'm more of like a Thai massage person.
Okay.
I used to call it chicken sachet. My follow-up single was going to be called Pan and Curry. But it never got traction.
I'm trying to think.
You don't have to. It's okay. We don't have to.
Papusa, can you hear me?
Papusa. Papusa.
That's like literally all I have, and it didn't even make sense. Okay.
Papusa. Again.
Keep it going. Keep more.
Lisa Vanderpump's in the back.
Don't stop now. You're doing great.
You're doing great.
So this is my favorite dance number of the scene. It's called Kristen Taking a Shower. Okay.
Oh, yeah. She looked like she was trying. She looked like she was in one of those boxes where there were dollar bills flying everywhere. And she was just trying to gather them all.
I've never seen someone so attacked by water before.
I'm hydrophobic.
I read, quiet up here, you little coven of Stassis down here. Little Stassi coven. Oh my God. That was literally the most exercise I've done. Look, I'm like.
Yeah.
And a towel. Oh, my God. And married.
Yeah. Well, so they're lying there getting massages. They're getting massages. And, you know, even though the night before when Jax confronted Sheena and she was like, no, I just wanted her to meet new people who work at Sir. That's all. And now she's like, I'm glad Jax feels insecure because she should be with Adam. You know, she's like basically reversing herself talking to Britt.
Yeah, so we're cutting back and forth between Kristen getting attacked and then the massage. And Brittany's like,
well, the way that Jax put it is that they were there and then Jax walked away very slowly backwards. and then there was a pillow.
She literally said it. She literally said that. She goes, JX said everyone left and it was just them and a pillow. By the way, why was Jax awake? Why was he walking around? What sort of ass was he trying to get into? He's like, where's my fucking pillow? Oh.
Yeah, Brittany is like so stupid and so lovable. Like, I really just love
Rotten
how stupid
hail.
She is.
Rotten hail, Jax.
We're looking for places to eat. Last night we passed by a closed Hooters and I was like, God, did Brittany die today? Who closes a Hooters? Is this in respect for Brittany? Like, I've never seen a closed Hooters. Like, what kind of town is this?
Oh, Ronnie, there's no sound on the Facebook Live.
Oh, well, here... Who cares? Bye then. What are you gonna do? I can't fix the Facebook. Oh my God, this feels so weird. We're just with 200 people.
Oh my God. On our own.
I was pretending I was Beyonce before. I'm like, look at the stadium. Sorry, Facebook Live.
That's exactly how Beyonce does it.
Look at the stadium, guys.
Shinyanse.
Well, this is weird being like a little two-person thing, because like, who's going to do that, you know? This beautiful man over here. I was like, could you press record?
7 minutes.
I was like, could you press record? He's like, sure. I was like, could you go get my notes off my computer? He's like, sure.
Anywho. So anyway, Ariana and Lala join at the spa, and they're just talking about this whole situation. And Lala firmly believes that they were fucking, and her reasoning is this. Once the dick has entered one of your holes... It's easy for it to re-enter.
It's true. We all know it's true.
I mean, I'm always of the mindset that once the bubba enters one of your holes, it's easy for the bubba to get back.
No, that's a hole that closes itself. That's different. It's like a self-filling wall. But yeah, it's like memory foam. Like it remembers.
They have hands over their eyes right now. We're horrifying the front row.
It's true.
I don't know.
Anyway, God made us a certain way, okay?
Back to Los Angeles, to the future home of Tom Tom.
Tom Tom.
Tom. Tom.
So then we...
I'm just thinking about it up in lights.
Tom-mot. Tom-mot. Let's word tumble
Tom,
that.
Tom's.
Mot Tom.
Tom's.
Tom Tom.
Mot.
Tom.
Mott, Thomas's, Thomas Guard, Tom Square.
Ken.
No.
Tommy. Who's Tommy? No.
There was a rapist in that. I just think back.
He's a pinball bartender. Do all the musicals tonight. Anyway, so they're at Tom Tom, and Lisa's like on one of those like mechanical lifts in a pink hard hat. She's like, Santi, what do you think, Santi? This guy, Santi, is like, I don't know. He's like, I just came here to deliver the food. So
she's just there to show off her new hard hat.
She's doing Lisa, you know, it's like her Lisa Vanderpump business scene, where she's like, business, construction, I-beam.
Oh, look at me, nail, hammer, Santi, hammer,
Property Brothers.
So Ken's like, well, what are you doing up there?
Look at me, I'm up here in a hot hat, Ken.
Get down,
get down.
I'll knock your spark out. I'll knock your spark out if you don't do it to yourself first up in there. So high in the second floor kitchen.
I'm the one who's going to go first. It's in the world. I'll have so much pleasure.
So
like everybody does when they're like doing business. She's like,
so let's talk about Tom Schwartzy, little Schwartzy, I hope he's okay in Mexico.
And he's like, well, you know, he's a man of the world. Wait, who are they talking about?
They're talking about Brittany, going back to Jax. She's like, I still can't believe that Brittany's throwing this whole party for Jax. I mean, it would make sense if she was throwing a party for Nick Alane Maestro. I still laugh. We didn't really make a big joke about it, but I still laugh at the fact that when he showed up last week or 2 weeks ago, she went, Maestro. I'm like, he designs light bulbs. So she's like, well, you know, it's going to be hard for Brittany to ever leave Jax, you know. She's a little girl from the country, and he's a man of the world living in Hollywood.
Yeah, those guys from Clearwater. They're regular world travelers.
Yes.
Like, does Lisa know what Tampa is? So, God, I hate that about me. So,
she's a little country mouse, city mouse. And Ken's like, well, yes, you know, I was a man of the world once.
Well, I was a man of the world.
Now, these two are shade talkers. This is where they hide what they're saying.
Yeah.
He's basically saying, I fucked everybody in the goddamn world when you married me. What's your fucking problem? Like, I just started breathing out of my nose like 2 years ago, and I'm 97. And she's like, no, I said man of the world, drugless creature who's 60.
So then we go back to Playa del Carmen. And by the way, how hilarious is it that Brittany is throwing Jax a birthday vacation at a beach that's named after his last girlfriend?
No kidding. Yeah. Playa Laura Lee.
How could you do that to me?
You know, Carmen's still eating a dried out hamburger at that Sunset Grill or whatever. Like, fuck this show. Just let me go.
Well, it's better than Playa del Stasi. Like... This sand is hot AF. Who does that?
Playa del Stasi, the hotel that writes a review about you. This fat motherfucker almost broke my Eames.
The manager of the hotel just gets in bed with you. You're like, the bellhop is being so weird. I'm sleeping in here tonight.
Okay, so now it's like, it's real time, so it's like, happening now.
Whoa.
Happening right now.
Our flashback is over.
Yeah, so the girls are, you know, we see the same scene that we saw before. It's sunny as fuck out here.
Chaise lounge.
I'm going to get some sun. It's like, unplug Kristen's chair.
Oh, better.
So Katie's like, convene a narrative, and then we see a flashback of Tom Schwartz being like, Baba, Baba, James and Kristen fucked on a pillow, Baba. So
biggest mistake ever.
Yeah. So Katie's like,
because Katie will repeat that, but in the most violent way possible.
Yeah.
We know what's coming now.
Yeah. So she's like, the Toms are saying that you and James hooked up. And Kristen, she goes,
I'm going to get really angry.
I'm about to get really angry. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Crab, back in the ocean. Don't look at me, crab.
I would never, ever, 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 ever cheat on Carmen. I mean,
I would never.
Carter.
And then Stassi's like, well, is it possible you just blacked out like you normally do?
Don't do that.
Don't you fucking dare.
Don't you fucking dare.
Don't you fucking dare.
Don't
you dare.
I paid the $900 to get that video from Lisa of your first season with Frank. Don't you fucking dare, Stassi. Girl.
Don't entertain this.
You know these bitches do, too. You think, what is that, deleted? Vanderpump sitting at home like, oh, Monroe. Can't wait until season 11.5.
And then she looks down and it's Teddy. Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to pet you, Teddy.
Well, it's just that Erica hurt my feelings when she went to an Embassy Suites, so... I'd rather have her petting me than yelling at me. I mean, really?
I'll give a fuck about... Goddamn. Fuck you. I'll give a fuck.
So then the best thing is, one of the things that I love about this show, really all these Bravo shows, as they have now gotten really old, they now have years and years of footage and back episodes. So the best thing is when they tell the editors, go ahead, make a montage. Because Stassi's like, well, listen, it's not out of the realm of possibilities that Kristen could be lying to us because she spent a whole summer lying to us once before. And we get an extended montage of Kristen being like, I didn't sleep with Jax. No, I would never sleep with Jax.
So you didn't
I didn't sleep with him.
House, another room, and all that.
No.
I didn't. Seriously, I'm your friend. I would never do that. That's laughable. I never did that. Yeah, I slept with Jax.
Best thing about this show. So
I would never do that.
Okay, so then the gang's at the beach. It's like, na 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 na.
Wait, before the gang shows up, I like that Kristen's final defense of herself after this montage. She goes, you know, I've grown since then. So, like, for real?
Na 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 na. So everybody's coming on the beach. And she's like,
all right, let's fucking talk right now. They're like, ha.
Everyone's like, oh my God, I think there's going to be a tsunami. The tide is receding. And the ocean's like, no, I'm just getting out of the way.
Ocean's like, shh.
We see all the pillows running down the beach. Take me with you.
There's a pillow by the ocean.
So yeah, everyone gets, the whole gang, the whole Scooby gang is there by the beach.
Oh, this is some bullshit, okay? So, and you put this too. I had this in my notes. To be fair, Sandoval asked about hanging out.
Yeah, that's semantics thing.
That's all he said. Did you hang out? And he's like, yeah, kind of. Said, whoa. That's all that happened. Now, they turn this. Jax, I can't believe that Jax is a fucking mastermind. Only on this show is Jax a mastermind.
Yep.
It totally works. She's like, so I hear James said that I fucked into the vote, whatever, did anal on a pillow on an L couch.
L couch.
Just learned what a corner is.
Trish's like, all right, let's fucking talk right now.
So why do I have this as next? Hooking up, Bubba went to the wrong resort.
Because that is what happened.
He's like, what?
That's what happened.
He's
because
like,
in the middle
on,
of this
like,
madness.
The big deal? We were hanging out. And they're like, yeah, but Schwartz was there. And he's like, no, I left, I think. And Katie goes, after 7:30? Like, that's the time. Now that's the cutoff time, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And then I woke up in some other resort.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know. Now, we know like, that just happened to me in Mexico like a few months ago. So I was
actually,
like, oh, my God, I'm actually bonding with Tom number two right now.
Well, ironically, you did that. You like woke up at another resort and with Ariana, of all people. See? Full circle, darling. Full circle.
And she'll save your ass. She ain't going to leave you there. Tom Sandoval will just leave your ass on a beach. You know, he's like, come on. We're done. I almost died with the boogie board when he hit me on the head.
Well,
he'll leave your ass.
Well, we saw how he reacts to sand. So, well, it's funny because he's like,
yeah. I was on a boogie board. You hit a football with it.
But Tom Short's like, yeah, I don't know what happened. I just wound up at like another resort. And Ariana is like, how did you do that? This resort is huge. And anyone who's been to any sort of resort knows it's like miles and miles. And when you get to the edge, there's like a moat because they don't want you to leave and like barbed wire.
I woke up in another resort and I was mad at it. People were like, hey, bro, what's up? I was like, shut up. Get me a cab.
Katie's like,
I was the victim.
He's like, I can't believe you went to another resort and you didn't even know where you were. Oh, my God. All right. You're not drinking the rest of the day. I'm like, I think he's not going to be sober for two more days.
Yeah. Way to stand up for yourself, Katie.
Yeah.
So Peter with James, full vodka next to James. James confounded by the reading light. Oh, my God. So is this when we go back to the room with James and Peter?
Yes, as you just read.
No,
you're like,
well,
James
not like
in the
they're
room.
Shocked. It's like spoiler.
James in the room. He's lying there in the bed. Oh wait, is this when James in the room go lying in the bed?
Kind of, but it, you know, it has to hit like a spark, and it did. Okay, guys, I have these things in my hotel room too, and I was like, what the fuck is this? I was the same way. I was like aiming it at myself because it's like an attorney thing. I'm like, is this for Instagram? I'm like. I had to watch
it's
a show.
My Instagram flash.
I had to watch Vanderpump Rules to learn what a reading light is. That's the saddest shit ever.
Well, we all learn things. So yeah, so basically James is in there. Basically the highlight of the scene is that he doesn't understand the reading lamp. And then it goes on, it's in his face. And he's like a vampire. He's like, no, get it off me. Don't let it see me cry. Don't, no, no. And Peter's just like, he's like, oh, so much better. I didn't like that at all. I didn't like it at all.
I was anally probed up there, bro.
I saw the lot. And the lot was like, see you next Tuesday.
Stunt young man, turn around.
So then now they're all getting ready to go out. And Kristen gets a text. And she's like, oh my God, Stassi, I got a text from James. It says, before you go listen to any nutcase saying we did anything, it's a fucking lie. I'm livid. And for you to think that I'm talking shit is fucking crazy. Oh my God, I'm going to fucking text him back. I'm going to fucking text. Stassi's like, let's not be impulsive.
They were already impulsive. They were fucking on pillows outside a hot tub or whatever. So now's not the time for your advice, okay?
Wait, I have a question. We didn't even ask the audience this. Who here thinks they were fucking in the hot tub?
I don't.
You do?
Wow. This town really is divided.
Well, part of me thinks, why would they be so obvious? Why would they fuck in the hot tub with Jax, who's ready to tattletale? And then Stassi reminds us they fucked on the Mercedes in the parking lot of the Ross Dress for Less or whatever. Like, obvious, they want the attention. Like,
obvious is not a concern with this cast.
Yeah, that's why
obvious
they do
is
it.
Not a concern.
I just look. You know what? We all say when we go to Mexico, don't drink the water. How do you think the water feels? And they've had this whole cast inside of it.
I know. I know.
They're all throwing up. They're like, don't get soaked with the Vanderpump kids. Disgusting.
So we start coming into the sort of the final big sequence in the show where so they're all getting dressed to go to catch. And Sandoval is so mad because he went and got like bespoke short suits for them all that were short sleeved with shorts.
I was like, dude, we're going to wear the short suits tonight.
Jax is like, no, I'm absolutely not. It's like 100
million.
Yeah, bro,
I looked on the internet. I got short.
And like, you're dressed like Fred Flintstone on purpose. Like, who does that? You're the one who picked these, and you're dressed like Fred.
I feel bad. I actually felt bad for Tom.
We all know Barney's hotter.
I felt bad for Tom because James was the only one who did the suit. And it reminds me of, like, I remember being in college. Sometimes you'd, like, email out to, like, a group of friends and be like, hey, who wants to go to get dinner right now? And then, like, the one person who writes back is, like, the lame one that you don't want. And then you're stuck having dinner at the, like, dining hall with that guy, and you're like, you know? That's basically Tom and James, okay? It was my dining experience.
That's why I didn't go to college. You know I'm that fucker who's like, yeah, I'll come.
I'm like, and you have to have small talk over your mozzarella sticks.
No, like, I got stuck with Ronnie.
Yeah.
I'm like, have you seen The Color Purple? They should make a musical out of that. And then they did. I was so mad. Like, I'm literally still mad. I was like, someone heard that.
So they're all sitting around the table, and, you know, Schwartz is still just wasted. And
I'm just laughing at Catch, because this fucking, it's so American to be like, look, we're in a different place. Let's go to Applebee's, you know? Because Catch is this place in L.A. where everyone's like, oh, my God, if you're at Catch, you're something. And so they all go to Catch.
Yeah.
And so one time we were hanging out with someone, they're like, I'm going to Catch. And we're like, that is so douchey. Oh, my God, let's go. So we didn't go in because, you know, we're us. Yeah. But we stood outside to see if anybody would take our pictures. Yeah. Because, you know, like, no one knows who anybody is, you know?
Yeah.
So we're like, we were literally doing this in front of Catch.
We're podcasters. We're like,
and the guys from TMZ were like, okay.
Someone gave us their car keys. We're like, okay.
Like, I'm going to run for a car. I won't run if my house is on fire. I'm not running for a car.
Anyway, I wonder.
Catch.
So Bubba's like, I want to go to Chili's, guys. Let's go to Chili's, Bubba.
Bubba,
I want to go to Chili's. I want my baby back, baby
Look
back, baby back
Look at people feeling
ribs.
For Schwartz. Look. Yeah. Or baby back ribs. I don't know. Applebee's. Yeah. I used to work there. They called me a bad apple when they fired me. So, I mean, they weren't wrong, but they did, because I wouldn't dust the top of the lamps. Fuck you.
Well, you were not family. When you're here, you're not family. Yeah. Oh, that's Olive Garden. Sorry.
You're family as long as you dust lamps on the top, which nobody sees except other busboys. So
everyone's FaceTiming at the table, FaceTiming with their boyfriends and girlfriends, and Stassi's just sitting there alone. Apparently, so she and Patrick got into a text fight because she said she was going to text him when she landed in Mexico, and she forgot because she's in Mexico with her friends, and he got mad at her. And I'm like, what a fucking bitch this guy is. I'm sorry. That's actually also misogynist language. I apologize. But
that
fuck
is
this
a
guy.
Damn lie,
fuck
too.
This guy. This is a guy who blocked her and went to Amsterdam and then almost shed a tear at the Van Gogh Museum. And now you're going to get mad when she lands in Mexico, doesn't text you right away? Go away, man bun.
Yes, but that's also, yes, agreed.
Sorry.
And if that
I'm
were
sorry.
The truth, if
I'm
that
sorry.
Were the truth, I'd organize a parade with you. Or I'd stand on the side at least. But that ain't true. You know Patrick isn't like, you didn't text me? What the fuck does he care? He didn't even know.
That's
he probably got the iCal notification, was like, shut the fuck up, Stassi.
It's probably just his excuse to just shut off his phone and go bone some random who knows what's.
Woman bun.
A woman bun. A lady bun.
So then we get Sheena, who knows that she's about to get told off at any moment for all the shit that she's got. She's like,
hi, I'd like to make a toast. Filet mignon, filet mignon, filet mignon. I just want to say that, like, it's crazy to be in Mexico. It's, like, amazing that everybody's here. Yeah. I just want to say that you're coming to Mexico. Cuts. Rob's not really into Cuts, or you'd maybe be here. He's not really into Mexico, so thank you.
Rob can catch things really well. Like, this restaurant should just been called Rob, because he catches so well. He can catch, like, 10 balls in 7 minutes. I timed it.
And Kristen's like, no, I got a toast.
Clink, clink, clink.
Seriously, Tom. Happy birthday for the 50 millionth fucking time this week, Jax.
He's like, thanks. Thank you.
Also, James, you said we hooked up, so fuck you.
Kristen does a thing where, you know, Kristen's really mad because she stops, like, punching random people in the street. She's not like, she doesn't do that. She does this instead. Like, her eyes cross, but one of them's looking over here and the other one's in the middle. It's like, uh-oh. Both Kristens are pissed right now. They're pissed.
So, yeah, she's like, and James? You said we hooked up. And he's like, I didn't say that. I never said this. So all the guys are like, dude, you said it, too. Baba,
yeah,
you said it
a little bit. You said maybe you guys were hooking up a little bit. Remember?
That's not what happened. And you all know it's not what happened. And keep it light. Keep lying.
Yes.
Because it's amazing to watch. Yeah. James is like, here I am, just trying to be a good person. And I'm like, LOL. Everybody remembers. And you deserve what you're getting. And I love every second.
So then James goes to his standard bag of tricks, which is to fat shame. He's like, you know what, Jaxie boy, the only thing you could do in life is just, you could, all the thing you could do is cheat on your fat girlfriend, fat boy, fat boy.
Oh, just you wait. Remember when we saw James, he's like, I quit drinking for a day and all I can do is eat ice cream.
Mummy.
See you on the other side, Elvis. One of those, girl, I cannot wait to see him at the Great American Buffet. I'm going to come up to him just being like, James, welcome. Welcome.
I just played the Golden Corral. So then Katie, of course, weighs in. I like it because Katie alternates. One season, she's just a raving lunatic. And then another season, she's just, you know, impervious to everything. So she just goes, I don't have a lot of sympathy for people who act like children. I just shake my head. I'm like, Katie, you had a Wednesday wedding, okay?
Your husband is eating dried enchilada off the bottom of the table right now. He's like,
is that a fingernail or an enchilada? Yeah. It's like space food. When you add water to it, it gets bigger in your mouth, Bubba.
Katie, your husband is reenacting the shape of water in a puddle in the back of this restaurant.
And just like Katie, I wanted to like that movie better. I wanted to like it more. I just did. I was like, I'm going to love this movie. And then I hated it. I was like, how do I hate the only person that drinks ranch from the bottle? I'm like, it makes no sense.
She's just leaving the faucet on in her bathroom. It's got to work some point.
Do you want to stick your tongue in this? It really is delicious. I got a Vitamix and started making smoothies. Look how it's working. I made a vegetable one, and it tasted like shit, and I put ranch in there, and it worked. Just a little.
Anyway, so Kristen's now just going off on James. Like, you're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit. And he's like, well, hey, guess what? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck at all. At all.
No dame un fucko flamingo.
What?
And Kristen's like, those two are made for each other.
Just, I will knock your ass out. Don't you dare.
Shut up, Kristen.
Don't
you're an attention whore, Kristen.
Don't you
shut
dare.
Up, Kristen.
Don't you dare.
Shut up,
don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Attention whore. I can't believe that.
She throws her drink at James. And, of course, the one who gets angriest of all is Lala. She's like, excuse me, you just threw your W at my P, and it took it like a champ.
But still, look what you made me do. And Krista just looks at her and goes, sorry.
Ding dong. I'll get it.
Oh.
Oh my God, look, it's finally for me. It's a message from Rob.
I actually like that because water is one of the Earth's greatest natural resources. So whenever he throws water in my face, I'm like, good, I like that. I'm helping Mother Earth.
Thankfully, I'm really into water, so.
Ding dong.
I'll get it. Look, it's for you, Lola.
It's a fork.
Who is this from? Oh, I think I see a thing on it. Would you believe it, girls? I got them a fork.
It says it's from Countess Luann de la Saps.
I just had to squeeze that in because, oh my fucking God, Real Housewives of New York is back tomorrow. And it's gonna be the most amazing thing we've all ever experienced. And to the straight guys who got dragged here, start watching because you will like it. Okay.
That one laughed.
I'm sorry.
That one laughed.
I'm sorry.
I've been watching you.
He's wearing a baseball hat. He looks very straight.
That guy works at Walgreens.
He's very color coordinated. Okay.
Listen.
Whoa.
This is a great job, straight guy.
Great job.
I almost called you out at the beginning, and I was going to be like, are you straight? Because you were like this. And I was like,
this man over here is wearing a hat and has a W on it. And I think the W stands for, whoa, this is crazy. Whoa, this hat reminds me of this one time when I was a little girl. I went to go to a baseball game. I was like, I want to go to a baseball game and buy a hat that has a letter on it. And Geraldine Parsons-Smith was like, no, little girls don't play baseball. And to this day, I've never played baseball, okay?
But I have golfed. And it turns out that when you golf, you need three balls, okay? You put them in front of you. You take the first ball and you do this. And that means I'm thirsty. Whatever single guy is around you will buy you a baseball. You guys, I cannot wait for Real Housewives of New York.
I'm so excited.
Can you believe it, girls?
So anyway, as this episode wraps up, Lala's mad and she's like, she storms off. James storms off.
I'm mad at myself. Who does that?
Why are you mad? Oh, because you spilled?
On purpose. I didn't spill. I threw it at myself for a joke that didn't even make sense. Like, that's the thing. It doesn't make sense.
I did the same thing in Detroit when we did that thing. I threw the bottle up and I got water all over me.
I know, but you were wet in that one. That's why it was funny.
Well, you know what? Maybe you should learn something from Lala because she's like, she's mad that Chris is going to drink. Lala goes, listen, I've shoved people to the ground because that's a badass fucking move. I'm a badass bitch. I'm a gangster bitch. Tupac is inside me, and that was a gangster bitch. I'm very white. But
Tupac didn't die. He moved into me. So.
But I'm not going to throw my margarita with salt because I'm not a fucking bitch.
I'm like, I mean, you just said like you're a badass options. Bitch.
Yeah.
No, I know. Both bitches are terrible. Are we allowed to say that? The fake you and the real you. Although I have to say, I really do like her. And she's just, look, she just doesn't want to waste margaritas. And if we can leave you with one lesson tonight, I think Lala just pretty much summed it up.
Yeah.
Bitch. And
right?
That brings us to the end of Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump Rules.
You guys.
Whoa.
This is the first time we've ever done a recap where we told them it would be an hour and a half, and we're only 13 minutes over.
Wait,
so.
Wait. Ronnie, we have one last little piece of business.
Okay.
Thank you. She hasn't tweeted back. I just wanted to play
losers.
The song.
Man.
I just wanted to play the song. Is that so wrong? Is that so wrong?
Is Ariana Madonna?
Is Ariana Madonna? You guys have been an absolutely amazing audience.
Maniacs.
You guys are our total maniacs.
Thank
We're
you
back
guys.
Tomorrow night. Is anyone coming tomorrow night also? Woo! tomorrow night we're talking Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which is airing tonight.
They go to a Holocaust memorial. Wait for the tasteful jokes. They're incoming.
Guys, so excited to talk Real Housewives of Beverly Hills tomorrow.
Thank you so much. We will see you guys, some of you tomorrow, some of you in your ears the next day.
Bye, everyone.